The cheers ring out around the Meadowbank Arena in Maherfelt on Saturday following an historic Sinn Féin success. Over the next half hour or so here on We Are Tyrone and the What's the Story podcast, we'll be hearing the politicians about this seminal Stormont poll. First up is the veteran Sinn Féin MP, Francie Molloy. Francie Molloy, MP, from a Sinn Féin point of view, a very historic election.
Yes, a very historic election. I think it proves the point originally about going into Stormont, into the Assembly, working with people, working with all the parties and various things. That was a massive experience that I found in the Assembly, and I think it has continued in that way, and I think today is the result of that.
Do you think, like, you've been involved in politics and activism for more than 50 years at this stage, you know, sum it up how you feel today at, you know, at all the results and the sea change that is taking place?
Well, it's massive. Like, you know, I got involved, first of all, in the civil rights campaign when we had nobody elected whatsoever, and then right through the Bicker Times. I'm honoured on the lines that all three MLAs here now, Mid Ulster, Michelle, Linda and Emma, all three of them have worked with myself in the different offices and PAs and council. So it is a historic occasion because there's a big turnout for Mid Ulster, but it's also It's our largest vote in Mid Ulster, but it's also in the lines of it reflects right across the north. And it is a sea change in relation, and all these things, you know, at different times in Irish history, you get different points where the whole thing changes. And I think this is one of those historic occasions where actually it changes the whole face of politics for the future.
And how do you feel it will change the face of politics? Do you would hope that it would change it positively?
Oh, I think so, and I think, you know, the very fact that we have been prepared to work with all the groupings and parties, and that is one of the benefits of both in the council and also in the assembly, where they working together with the political parties and delivering for the people. At the end of the day, politics needs to be made work, and that's the key to it. So I think now the fact that we actually have probably the opportunity to bring everybody together and to make it work, because the whole thing is delivery at the end of the day, people reflect on the lines of the work that's been done in the constituency.
And Michelle O'Neill becoming First Minister, if of course there is a nomination, it must be, I suppose, emotional. And how do you feel about it?
Well, it is emotional, and the big thing about it is, like, I knew we'd take it whenever we went in, as say, with the civil rights campaign and the whole thing of Stormont, and we had never taken our seats in Stormont. And it's one of the things I remember arguing at the time and within the party, that we actually needed to go into Stormont, we needed to take our seats, and we actually need to, you know, work with unions and work with all the different parties to make it work. And I think that's proved successful within it. And it is emotional in line of it, for the first time that nationals have got. And I think it gives us an opportunity to prove to unionism what an All-Ireland can be, because we can actually show that we will work along with everyone and bring them into this system, not to exclude anyone. And so I think that gives us a miniature version of how an All-Ireland Parliament worked.
I hereby give notice that the following candidates are elected: Nicola Brogan, Sinn Féin; Daniel McCrossan, SDLP; Tom Buchanan, DUP; Melissa McHugh, Sinn Féin; Declan McAleer, Sinn Féin. Thank you.
It was as you were in West Tyrone, as the five outgoing candidates were all re-elected. We spoke to the five of them about their thoughts, and first up was Daniel McCrossan of the SDLP, followed by the remaining quartet. Daniel McCrossan, elected again.
Delighted. I think I'm the only SDLP MLA to be elected for three terms in a row in West Tyrone, which is a great success. We've steadily built the party in the area. And I'm delighted to be elected on the into the second seat for the constituency.
It has been an eventful 8-9 years for you, hasn't it?
It has. It certainly has. Things have changed, and it's been interesting and enjoyable, actually. And I think when you get to this stage, the uncertainty really makes you realise, you know, God, you know, you'd miss this. I really have enjoyed representing people, and I am really delighted to be re-elected to do that again for West Tyrone. It's a fantastic constituency and it represents everyone from every background, it doesn't matter. I think that's what's needed now more than ever before.
And when you mention about obviously Sinn Féin and the DUP getting back together, it has been a significant election because Sinn Féin will be the largest party.
Yes, it's a significant election, and it was from day dot a significant election because of the many issues we've faced. But it's just, I suppose, it's interesting that it's become an election about who becomes First Minister, when the reality of the Good Friday Agreement meant that it was a joint First Ministry. So the DUP and Sinn Féin have jointly held the First Ministry for the last almost 20 years. But I can understand the symbolism of it for nationalism, particularly when the DUP said there won't be a nationalist First Minister, so which they had no right to do. It is a joint office. All that will have changed is the placard on the door, but I can get the symbolism. And I wish Sinn Féin well with it. But the reality is that we have to ensure that people are put first now going forward, and we deal with these many, many, many issues.
Tom Buchanan, DUP candidate and MLA.
Yeah, well, the election has been, it has been a good one. It has been a good campaign for us in West Tyrone, albeit we had a very strong contender from the TUV, and they were, I suppose, maybe sure within themselves that they were going to take the seat from us. But, you know, once we got on the doors and got talking to the people, we were sure that we were going to hold the seat. We had no difficulty. I had no fear whatsoever that I was going to lose the seat. So it has been, yes, it has been somewhat of a more difficult election in the fact that we've had a stronger contender in the field. But my whole aim in this whole election, it wasn't about Tom Buchanan. It was really about strengthening unionism within West Tyrone. And it was to get the unionist people to come out and to cast their vote and to vote down the line for the unionist people to strengthen the unionist cause. And that was our battle on the doors. And it has paid off in that we have, I believe, we have strengthened unionism, but we could have done better. And I think there's a message for the unionist people who didn't come out to vote, that they could have done better, that better could have been done. And if they had come out, then that there's that possibility that both myself and the TUV candidate, we could have brought them in with us. Unfortunately, we hadn't got the numbers to do that, but the numbers are there if the people would only come. But leaving that aside, we are now, we have been elected again for another term. And I again give my commitment, as I've done over the past number of years, to be a servant to the people and to work for all of the people of West Tyrone. And I want to thank, place on record my sincere thanks for all those who came out and cast their votes for me at this election.
We have talked before about the need for the unionist electorate in West Tyrone to come out, and you have stressed that point here and you've stressed it previously as well. Why are they not coming out, do you feel, Tom?
I don't know. That's something I don't know, but it's something that we're going to have to continue to work at, and we have been working at it. But there still seems to be that apathy amongst the unionist people. If we look at the registers, there's somewhere around 20,000 unionist people within West Tyrone, with about 12 out that has cast their vote. Now, if they want to be represented by unionism within West Tyrone, then they have got to come out. They have got to do their bit. You see, people always want the politicians to do their bit, but the people must realise you've got to do your bit to put the politician there in order that then that they can work for you. And if, you know, if we had another few thousand, maybe 2,000 people to come out and voted, then we could have well been standing here today with both a DUP and a TUV representative in West Tyrone.
It feels excellent. I'm really obviously delighted to have been elected by the people of West Tyrone. As you know, it's my first time standing as a candidate and my first time being elected. So, it's excellent. And I feel yesterday, certainly, whenever the news came in, I felt very overwhelmed, to be honest. But it's wonderful to have all the support of the people of West Tyrone. You're right, I was co-opted. This is my first election. And yeah, I think it's only natural to be nervous. Nobody would ever get complacent about an election or take the electorate for granted. But in saying that, we did have a very positive campaign throughout West Tyrone. When we were going around the doors, people were very positive, the response was positive, so I suppose that did give us some confidence. But as I say, you never get complacent, you never take your election for granted. I got round as many doors as I could speaking to people, the engagement was excellent, so I did feel the support from day one, which was comforting, I suppose. I really enjoyed it, Alan. I suppose it is different, there's a different type of pressure, but I have a great team behind me who try to throughout the campaign try to take different pressures off me. So I'm blessed to have a good support network throughout the team of Sinn Féin. But yeah, definitely really enjoyed it. As I say, very positive campaign. People liked getting speaking to us and getting that kind of engagement. So it was a real pleasure to get round the doors and to get speaking to local people.
And when you were in here at, I don't know what time you were in, on Friday morning, 7 o'clock maybe, when did it become apparent, when did you feel, right, okay, I can relax here, I might be over the line?
Well, as I say, Alan, I wasn't getting complacent or I wasn't going to count any chickens before they hatched, so until it was actually announced, that's when I really did settle. But no, quite early the tallies were coming out good, that I was doing well in the tallies at least. But to say, and until it was announced, that was the first time I really let the shoulders relax, you know.
And I suppose for the party overall, it has been such a significant election. What do you feel it means for the Assembly and all of the projects that are there to be done going forward?
Like, it means that we all need to go back to work. Day one after the election, that's exactly what we said, and that's what we as Sinn Féin plan to do. Go back, get around the Assembly, get into the executive again, and to get money out for the people who are struggling. We know that the cost of living crisis is affecting families right across the north. That's what people were telling us on the doors, what their concerns are. We know that people are concerned about the healthcare system, waiting lists, access to GPs. Conor Murphy, before the end of the last mandate, had £1 billion put to the healthcare system through the draft budget. That's what we want to see. We want to prioritise that there. We want to get that money invested into the healthcare system for staff and to reduce waiting lists for cancer services, for a range of things. We all know there's huge issues. So that's what we want to see now, now that the election is over.
And finally, Nicola, to be a new MLA, newly elected MLA, in such an historic year, it must be very special for you personally.
It is. It absolutely is very, very special for me. As I said earlier, this is my first time being elected, and honestly, it is very overwhelming, and I'm so proud to be part of such an historic event and to be part of such a progressive and positive party as Sinn Féin. I'm very, very proud today.
Melissa McHugh, newly elected MLA for West Tyrone. How does it feel?
Well, I'm elated to be elected as the MLA for West Tyrone. It's a great honour to represent our people throughout this constituency. Not only myself, but my colleagues are going to be, one of them already is elected, and another one is very soon to be elected as well. And it's a reflection of just the Republican commitment that we have here in West Tyrone. West Tyrone has always never been a Republican county, and we continue in that mode now, and having elected our three representatives again, we're ready to go to work come Monday morning. We'll be in Stormont with our colleagues there, ensuring that we are available to work. And we know that our leader, Michelle O'Neill, again to Michelle, that's her priority is to ensure that the executive is up and running so that we can address the many issues in that we know are there and have to be addressed and addressed immediately as a result of this election.
We were talking earlier in the day about the historic significance of this election from a nationalist and Republican viewpoint, and it really is, and for someone like you that has been in politics for a long number of years, I'm sure you're well aware of that. And how does it make you, what's your thinking now about generally?
Well, generally, you know that people are very familiar, we'll say, with the terminology, especially when it comes to housing and so on, about gerrymandering. Well, this state, from its foundation, was a gerrymandered state. It was an attempt to maintain as much property as they could with an inbuilt majority. And as a result of many of the policies were delivered by that same state, that they forced many of the people from the nationalist areas, particularly here in the West, to emigrate, to leave Ireland. And probably they even hoped that maybe we might not come back again. But we're here now, and we're here in our thousands. And not only that, but we're here to make the north of Ireland work to be a contributor towards the whole of the island of Ireland, and that it's us in Sinn Féin that can achieve that objective.
And what do you think are the chances of that happening over the next weeks and months?
Of United Ireland?
Well, no, not a United Ireland, but I mean all the parties here working together.
Oh, that's a very different thing there. No, because as we do know ourselves, like that, it's a must that parties should work together. That's a must that has been demanded of us by the people who have elected us, and that's a common denominator throughout the whole of this constituency, that people are saying, we want you back within the executive, we want you there, and we want you there to work. And we've never had any confusion with that whatsoever, that in going into this election, we were going forward with a progressive agenda. We know exactly what our priorities are within that agenda, and we've always insisted that we're there to work, and we are available to work.
Declan McAleer, newly elected MLA for West Tyrone, you're the fifth of five in. Mm-hmm. Are you relieved?
Oh, absolutely. I was on tenterhooks there all day yesterday, so I was. And even though during the course of yesterday, towards the end of yesterday and today, you knew that you probably would do it, but it's just that I only just remember the announcement was made that you actually feel the sense of relief that you've actually done it. So I'm absolutely overwhelmed, and obviously as well to have Nicola and the militia elected on the card as well, along with a big team of MLAs right across the north as well. We're absolutely delighted, I have to say now.
It doesn't get any easier, Declan, because every election that you come to, the vote management means that you're always sort of on those tender hooks.
In West Tyrone, Sinn Féin, we've done our best to carve the constituency into three equal segments, three segments to get the three of us elected, and I have to say it has worked. So it has. Nicola came in first, and myself and Militia then came off that there with Nicola's surplus helping us, and of course we benefit from surplus right across the parties as well, including the Alliance as well, and I think that's also good as well. We have been doing a lot of work with other parties in the Assembly over the course of the last year, and perhaps that's also reflected in transfers as well. We actually benefited well from transfers such as from the Alliance Party, and indeed all of the other independents and other parties that were eliminated yesterday as well.
You'd be one of the more experienced MLAs now, if you don't mind me saying. In terms of your work, like, you've been chairman of the DARA committee there for a while. Is it something that you're particularly passionate about, agriculture and rural development?
Yes, absolutely. And my background is very heavily in rural development. You will know that my involvement in projects around Lough Macquarie, and indeed with other projects across Mid Tyrone and other places, I've been heavily involved, and I'm still heavily involved with my GAA club and as a director of Lough Macquarie Community Association. And I work very closely with other clubs and organisations right across West Tyrone. I feel very passionate about rural development. I feel very concerned because there is no sector that is more impacted at the loss of European funding than that rural development sector. So, and I have been doing a lot of work in terms of the department of trying to tailor make a proper rural policy going in now but out of the EU. And that's something that I really will want to put a focus on to make sure that we do have a good rural policy, and of course a good future agriculture policy as well, because again, another area that will suffer hugely if we don't get that replacement EU funding, you know. So I do spend a lot of time in community rural stuff and in elective stuff, and indeed whenever I was out canvassing there, I spent the last two Saturdays going up one side of the Dunelly Valley and down the other side of the Dunelly Valley, and there wasn't too many farmyards I wasn't in, and a lot of conversations about the loss of the hill farm payment and the rising cost of input for fertiliser and fuel and the red diesel issue and all that there. So it's something that obviously West Tyrone's a two-third rural constituency, and my third of West Tyrone is exclusively rural, right from the third that I had effectively was from Gervahi till Donamana, virtually very open countryside, you know. So I say to you, even getting around that was a challenge, but it was very rewarding, I have to say, because people were completely locked into this election here, you know.
Sinn Féin's Vice President Michelle O'Neill was the first over the line in Mid Ulster. When the extent of the victory for the party became clear, the Clonoe politician spoke to the waiting media at the Count Centre.
Well, the people have spoken, so our job now is to turn up. Leadership matters, equality matters, turning up matters. There's no reason for any delay. We should have an executive formed next week. We should agree a programme for government. We should put money into people's pockets. That's what the people have voted for. So they expect us to now in turn respond. So I will lead the whole team of all of our 27 MLAs that we already have or will have elected hopefully by the end of the day. We will lead them in on Monday. I expect others to turn up also. Let's work together and let's do the business for the public. They have asked that of us.
And finally, spare a thought for the party workers whose role is so crucial. Among them was Simon Ashley of the SDLP. Simon Ashley, election agent for Daniel McCrossan, the SDLP candidate. It has been a busy few days here at the count in Maherfelt. Simon, give us a sort of a wee glimpse into behind the scenes and how much was, you know, how much work was involved?
Well, what we're doing at the count is checking our votes for our people. We're seeing where the spread is. So what we come in and we get samples of each box so that we know where our vote is, where we need to target our efforts in future. So there's a big job at the start, getting those box counts. And then what you're doing is you're seeing where things are. So we had a pretty good idea when the first preferences were announced what the result was going to be, but then there's 7, 8, 9 candidates that need to be excluded before you get the results. So I was telling my people after that first that it'll be no change here, it'll be the same 5, and I think that's going to happen. We're now at the stage where the alliance vote is being reallocated, and that's the final reallocation, and we think that the same 5 MLAs will be re-elected. It is busy. It's logistic. Everyone's stressed. Everyone's tired from the day before and the weeks before. Everyone's a bit exhausted. All you need to do is focus on the count, get the statistics so that when going forward you can look where you're going to campaign in the next 3 or 4 years.
And what lessons would you have felt that, you know, from those statistics that you feel will be lessons to be learned for the next election?
Well, what it tells us is where our message is getting through, where our message isn't getting through, where we need to target our effort. If we've done a local campaign in an area before, has that had an effect on the result? So I will be sifting through all that stuff after the count and after I've had a good night's sleep, and over the next couple of weeks we'll be developing our strategy for the next set of elections, which are the local councils next May. So we go through all that information, we talk to candidates, we talk to other people in the campaign to see where we can improve, what we should be doing more of and what we should be doing better.
So that's the curtain call on the 2022 Stormont Assembly election. The politicians are all in place, and now the task is to form an executive. Keep up to date with all the latest developments on We Are Tyrone over the coming weeks and months. So from me, Alan Rogers, I hope you enjoyed this special look back at the 2022 election.